I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. And, you know, we've moved it around because Tom's normally on the show on Thursdays to keep things going through the holidays because Tom always has great stuff. Now, normally, Tom would be on our show on Thursdays. And that means you can find him then all throughout 2015 as we get going. But this week, a little special timing just because Tom is here for the holidays, etc. Now, if you want to learn more about Tom and what he does, it's etftrends.com. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. The firm is at ETF Trends. But mostly, we're always happy when we get to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, Happy New Year, Chuck.
And to you, too. Our ETF of the week is...
the PowerShares NASDAQ Internet Portfolio, ticker PNQI.
Ticker symbol PNQI. The PowerShares NASDAQ Internet Portfolio. I know it's sort of also focused on e-commerce and not just internet, but internet funds kind of... takes me back, Tom, to the days of the internet bubble when people were buying funds that they would call internet funds, but they were kind of like, hey, anybody who has an internet presence. So it feels anachronistic to me to be talking
like
about
1999.
Yeah, exactly. Like, as Prince said, like we're going to party like it's 1999. But are we partying over this fund right now?
Well, a couple things, Chuck. I think things are a lot different than they were in 1999. There's a lot of vaporware, as you know, in the stock market. The valuations on companies with no earnings and a lot of debt were through the roof. And when you look at, you know, specifically this ETF, it's chock full of time-tested, financially stable companies that have a tremendous amount of growth. Most importantly, the country and the economy is in pretty good shape. So we've had the best job growth since 1999, consumer confidence at its highest level since 2007, gas prices at the lowest we've seen in 5 years, and we continue to see increased internet and online sales, especially over the holidays. So we had retail sales rise 4.1% this holiday year over year, which was tremendous, better than expected. And with all that, I think the average American is not only spending more money, but a greater percentage of that spend comes online. So most of the companies that make up this underlying index, companies like eBay, Amazon, Priceline, Netflix, Baidu, Google, and Facebook are in there as well because they're a big component of it. These companies have all been doing well and are poised to continue to do well as we see future growth and greater confidence, and most importantly, more and more Americans adapting the internet for commerce.
So it's not anachronistic. I mean, everybody has adopted the internet for commerce to one extent or another, but it is more pure play. I mean, it's not like, hey, let's take every retailer who's got a website here.
That's right. The folks that put this together at NASDAQ and then the folks at PowerShares who represent it, there's a lot of thought that goes into this underlying index. And when you look at some of the biggest holdings who have a relatively high percentage of the index, it's not as though there are a lot of companies that are new companies or up-and-coming companies or good ideas for startups. Most of these are pretty well time-tested and continue to show some really good growth as we're going forward. You know, in the last few weeks, a lot of people were talking about what are holiday sales going to look like, the fact that now they're better than expected, and also the fact that the percentage of sales online were that much greater. especially as we really see what the numbers look like as we go into the new year, I think you can expect more of that as long as the economy is in good shape. And with this added bonus that the average Americans get in as far as lower oil prices, these internet companies are going to be direct beneficiaries of that.
Is this a 200-day moving average play? And because these companies are part of other indices and everything else, where does the money come from?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple things. As we know, NASDAQ technology-oriented stocks can be more volatile. So if you have some cash that's on the sidelines and you're looking for areas to maybe be invested, this is a good ETF to consider, and absolutely look at it on its 200-day average. So what we do know is at one point in time we're going to see a correction. Nobody really knows when it's going to happen. We may see a couple more years of a nice bull market with relatively low volatility. However, if that doesn't come to pass and we do see a correction and this ETF goes below its 200-day average, use that as your stop loss. So I think the words of advice as we go into 2015, we've got a lot to be thankful for. It's been a great five-year run in the market, but a lot of people are worried that maybe they missed out. The time isn't later to think about it. If you have some money on the sidelines and not a huge percentage, but you want to participate, a great way to do it is by finding those areas that all the odds are stacked in their favor if the market continues, number one. But number two, knowing that you can have corrections and having some stop loss and a 200-day average works very well in that scenario.
Indeed it does, and that's one more reason why people should be looking at this week's ETF of the week, the PowerShares NASDAQ Internet Portfolio, PNQI, the ticker symbol, the ETF of the week, the first of the new year. From Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is editor of ETF Trends, and if you want more information on all the things that they do there, but also on all things related to the ETF space, go to ETFTrends.com. Follow Tom on Twitter. He's at ETF Trends. Personally, he's at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Chuck.
Up next on the first Money Life of 2015, it's Bill Smead, manager of the Smead Value Fund. He's in for the Money Life Market Call. We are living the money life and loving every minute of it, and we'll get back to it in just a moment.